or something else.
I know what you're talking about.
Just kind of a wooden thing, I guess.
Yeah, and I know what it is, and I can't think of it. I sure can.
Trough?
Trough, yeah.
Have you had several? I mean, say you had several.
Troughs.
When I mentioned a barrow, say a male hog that's been altered, what would you say that it's been done to the hog? You alter him, or you...
I really don't know. You just threw me. I mean, I
oh.
Go ahead.
Maybe I should have said castrate?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever heard that
word? I've never heard of it being used to for a pig.
What about for a horse or a tiger?
I mean, what's the purpose of it? I mean, I guess I just never thought of it. You know, I'm sure that they did, and I've never known of anybody that did it or had to.
I think it has something to do with the quality of the meat.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you don't do it, it will affect the taste or something like that.
I've never heard of that.
Well, what about, have you ever heard it done to horses or other animals?
No, but not being familiar around animals, other than, like I said, we raised a hog, and if Papa and them ever did that to a hog, it was something they never, I was never aware of.
Yeah. Well, say if you had a tomcat, what would you say was done to the tomcat if you took him out of the bed?
They've spayed him.
Okay.
It's the same thing, more or less.
Right.
Oh, see? Okay. How about that?
Have you ever heard the term cut used in that sense? Farmers going down to cut his animals or something?
Yeah.
Like that? I have heard one or two times the word mark used. Have you ever heard that one? Okay. Or, say, how would you describe the noise or the sound that's made by a calf, you know? When it's being weaned, you might say, listen to that calf. Or ball or...
Bleat.
Yeah.
Bleat.
What about a cow when it's hungry at feeding time?
They bleat too.
Yeah. What about a horse? Say the horse does what?
I don't know.
Your whinny or...
Whinny, uh-huh.
What about dicker?
Never been around horses till... ever know with them, but I've heard of a horse whinnying.
Okay. Or say if you had animals, feathered animals, like hens and turkeys, geese, guineas, ducks, a general term that would cover all of them. So you've got
fowl.
What about a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch something out? She would be a...
A nest hen.
Ever heard of setting hen?
Yeah.
Would that be the same?
Same thing. You got somebody?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, he's got to go to lunch anyway.
Is this your lunch hour?
No, there's nobody in my office when they go to lunch.
Oh, you
want to? Yeah, and I'll let you go to lunch.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, I was asking you, we were talking about chickens. This little wooden thing that you ship them in at the market. You see them stacked up on these big trucks. What would you call that? Idea.
What would I call it?
Yeah. Or what would you call, say, a place, a shelter farm outside?
A chicken house is what we're,
Would you ever use the word coop?
Yeah, but we use that to include the whole enclosure.
Would you ever call that little wooden box for shipping them to market in? Would you ever call it that? Or, talking about chicken, when you fry chicken, there's a piece that children usually like to get, so they...
The wishbone? Right.
Heard that called anything else? Bully bone?
Yeah, I've heard it called that. I would just use wishbone.